Hello, and welcome to the Gospel Bell in the Dells, a weekly podcast sharing the good news of Jesus Christ in every age and place. My name is Pastor Joseph Dogan, pastor of Bethany Lutheran Church in Wisconsin Dells. Come and hear the good news that is indeed for you. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the first chapter. In those days, Jesus came from Nazareth of Galilee and was baptized by John in the Jordan. And just as he was coming up out of the water, he saw the heavens torn apart and the Spirit descending like a dove on him. And a voice came from heaven, "You are my Son, the Beloved. With you I am well pleased." And the Spirit immediately drove him out into the wilderness. He was in the wilderness for 40 days, tempted by Satan. And he was with the wild beast, and the angels waited on him. Now after John was arrested, Jesus came to Galilee, proclaiming the good news of God and saying, "The time is fulfilled, and the kingdom of God has come near. Repent and believe in the good news." The Gospel of the Lord. Please be seated. I can't hear Psalm 25 without thinking of that camp song, "To you, O Lord, I lift up my soul." No? Nobody else? Well, I know Paige at least back there cheering for me. Anyway, I remember the first time that somebody asked me when I first found Jesus. I had never heard somebody try to talk to me about my faith in that way before, and so I was confused as to what exactly they were trying to ask me. What they were trying to ask me was when I decided for myself publicly to say that I was Christian and ask for God to save me in the waters of my baptism. What they were asking was when I decided that I no longer wanted to be a dirty, filthy sinner headed straight for hell. I had never thought about my faith in that way before, because despite being raised outside of the church, I have always understood, maybe crazily, that God is the one in control, and not me having to go out and search for a God that was always just outside of my reach. That was confirmed for me as I was preparing for my baptism in college. My pastor shared with me the importance of baptism lies in what God is doing here. God has opened up the heavens, and the Spirit comes down upon Christ, and Jesus hears from God that he is claimed and called beloved. In baptism, there is a flipping of this model that there is some sort of ladder or stairway to heaven that we must climb before we are able to meet God. That there are any number of boxes that we must check before we are found worthy before God. But instead, it's an understanding that it is in our baptisms that God has already come to meet us instead. That's why we as Lutherans are comfortable baptizing those who are infants before they are even able to profess for themselves their faith. Because it's about God's action towards us in the claiming by God that says, "You are my beloved." And it is in our baptisms that God continues to meet us. When we share who God is to us, it's not about when we found God, because God was never lost to begin with. But instead, it's when did we come to realize the love of God that has always been there for us? When was the first time you truly learned about the power of such a love and how it can change your whole outlook on life? And maybe you're still waiting for that moment, or maybe like many, you're still questioning if this love is even true. I'm here to tell you that it is indeed true. And it is a love that has been promised to you in this deep relationship that has found that is found with our Lord and Savior. Understanding that it is God that comes to meet us in love, this is only the beginning of our understanding of our relationship with God. The love that we have received in our baptisms, this isn't the end of a relationship with God. We are to continue dwelling in this relationship that is built upon the building blocks of our baptism in the Holy Spirit. What we find in this baptismal relationship is where we are promised a God that continues to be with us. It is in this dwelling on this relationship where we are met in the season of Lent, as we are invited into this self-examination of our relationship with God and those we call neighbor. In the Gospel of Mark, being always straight to the point as he is, moves on from baptism to the temptation of Jesus Christ in the wilderness very quickly, followed promptly by the start of his ministry in Galilee. While they may seem like three different points or stories that we are getting very quickly, they're all being used here to display the worthiness of Jesus as Messiah in the claiming by God, in his excellence in resisting all temptation, and in his proclamation of the kingdom of God. While we cannot, nor are we expected to live up to the same exact standards as Jesus, I don't see any of you being waited on by angels. If so, please let me know, because you should probably be the one up here instead. It does give us a model for ministry and an idea of baptismal living in this relationship with our Creator. We too face temptation daily. We face hardships, and sometimes that change by the minute. We face temptation of selfishness in holding back what is meant for the good of all people for only ourselves. We face temptation of laziness as we choose the quick and cheap option over that which is sustainable and better for the environment. And I could go on and on about these temptations that we face. We all have our own vices. Even I do. Lent is an opportunity to move towards repairing this relationship and to bring you closer to an understanding of this holistic love that God provides to all of humanity. Lent is not about giving up chocolate because you've had to increase your belt line. Save that for your New Year's resolution. But Lent could be about, instead, giving up cheap chocolate from companies that exploit workers and use child labor and slavery, and opt instead for sustainable alternatives. The key of Lent is working to strengthen your relationship with God and the body of Christ as you allow the Holy Spirit to guide you through temptation, that the world of a world that continues to test us and lead us away from God. Yet, all of this that I have so far been talking about has been individual and internal for that of your mind, body, and soul. But we cannot stop there. Faith turns us outwards as well, towards a world to meet those that we are meant to accompany here on earth. This love that has found us from the time we are created, the strength found in the knowing of God's accompaniment, and the growth that comes in deep meditation with the Spirit, these things are meant to lead us out into the world in ministry with Jesus Christ. Called as disciples of our Savior, we share the good news that God has looked upon the world in favor and has claimed us all as God's own children that have been called the body of Jesus Christ. We go out into the world proclaiming the good news of God's love because we know this love to be true. We know how it can change lives. We know that it is this love that gives us strength when nothing else can. We proclaim the good news that Jesus Christ has risen from the grave and has defeated death so that we might be seen by the love that Christ has shown the world. It's in this proclamation of the good news, not just by what we say, but in proclamation of thought and deed as well. Proclamation on how we live and how we act, that others will know the same love shown to us by Jesus Christ, our Savior and Lord. Amen.
Thank you again for listening to our weekly podcast, The Gospel Bell in the Dells. To find out more about this ministry or learn ways to support us, please go and follow us on Facebook at Bethany Lutheran Church or at our website at dellsbethanylutheran.org.